With the weather warming up, beaches, pools and boats will be beckoning us soon. So maybe it's time to have a think about water safety and what we could do if we needed to help somebody in difficulty. Let's have a chat with Nikki Thornhill. And Nikki is the State Manager of the Royal Life Savings Society, and she'll tell us what they've got for us this month. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Nikki, some time ago we spoke with Bev about the bronze medallion. Can you tell us a little bit about the bronze medallion?
Yeah, so the bronze medallion is a course that we offer and can either be accredited, so you can get a certificate of competency, or non-accredited. And it focuses on various safety and survival skills in different environments and has been taught for over 130 years, with many having done it during their school years before the 2000s.
Well, there you go. Now, Bev, listen to me. Bev, I'm so used to talking to Bev. Nikki, who could benefit from this doing this bronze medallion?
Yeah, so anyone that interacts with water, whether you're boating, fishing, swimming, kayaking, can really use the skills and what they learn through the bronze medallion, and they're transferable to different environments. Okay. So they can help you whether you're on, in, or around the water.
Do you need to have a blue card to do this?
No, so you don't need a blue card to complete the bronze medallion.
Good.
It's generally taught in schools, but can be taught in aquatic centres or by aquatic trainers. Mm-hmm. And normally it's age for 14 and upwards. Mm-hmm. However, younger children can also learn the skills and they can complete a bronze star instead.
Wonderful. Nikki, how long does that bronze stay valid for?
Yeah, so if you do the accredited version, it's valid for 1 year and you've got to keep renewing those skills. However, if you're using it for work. However, we do recommend that ongoing learning and skill development. As we all know, it takes practice to make a habit.
It does certainly do that. What skills would you learn by doing the course?
So various different aquatic skills. So obviously you've got swim competencies, you've got rescues and towing, but you also learn how to identify hazards in different aquatic environments, how to analyse situations to be able to enter the water safely, but also assist in emergency and make informed decisions on, the safest practice to assist someone with so much more. And many people that want to join the emergency services will actually complete a bronze medallion, as some of the skills do align.
Good, well done. Now, Nikki, if we wanted to learn a little bit more about the course and where it is done, how can we get on to that information?
Yeah, so you can jump onto our website at rlssq.com.au or contact our team by giving us a call on 07-3823-2823 or give us an email at admin@rlssq.com.au. Okay. And we can answer any questions.
Sounds pretty good to me. Nikki, we never know that when we might be called on to help somebody in difficulty. And I mean, it could even be one of your family. It would be so much better if we were able to act with confidence if confronted by such a situation. Nikki Thornhill, State Manager of the Royal Life Savings Society, thanks so much for talking to us today and keeping our community connected, safe and informed. And if you'd like to hear a little bit more about the details of that course, you can head to the 1015 website and click on podcast. Nikki, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.